Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. You know, cars play an enormous role in our day-to-day lives, and I don't think we've ever had a time in history where we've had such a variety of different car brands and models from which to choose. Without a doubt, cars are an expression of an individual's personality and, to some extent, a nation's culture. As a bit of an automotive enthusiast myself, it's been really fun observing over the years here how Polish and American attitudes differ on the subject of cars. So today, let's get right to it. Here are seven of the biggest contrasts in the car culture between what I've witnessed in Poland versus growing up in the USA. Number one on the list, I was surprised to learn that obtaining a driver's license here in Poland is substantially more difficult. Poles get their licenses at 18 years of age, not 16. They do have mandatory driver's education with theoretical and practical training, of course, but it's not uncommon to hear about a person taking the driving exam multiple times before they pass. What's worse is they cannot use their own cars to take the test like we could in Texas. They complain that the examination car is usually a bit worn down, lots of wear and tear, and they never feel confident using a car that's totally foreign to them. Growing up in Houston, I used the family Mazda minivan. I took it to the DMV there. I don't remember any of my friends failing the test even once. I passed my test the first time, even though I botched up my parallel parking badly. Poles will quickly tell you that learning the road rules here, everything you need to know, it's quite intense, the test is stressful, and the examiners are much more demanding. So it's not that Poles are bad drivers by any means. My friends here have informed me that you have to be virtually perfect to pass the exam on your first attempt. Polish friends, my sympathies. Number two, I was blown away by how smooth the new car buying process here. New cars, not used cars. That's another subject for another video. I bought a new car from my company a few years ago here, straight from the dealer. It was a Kia Sportage, and it was a total pleasure. The pricing is straightforward. There are no hidden fees at the end. The dealers have their set prices with some attractive discounts or other extra features, which make buying a new car a breeze. You do have a bit of wiggle room for negotiation, and it is possible to sometimes find better deals at other dealers. But the most important thing is the way you're treated. If you've never bought a new car in the US, you have to know it's like walking into a hungry wolf's den. The second you walk in, you are swarmed by a team of salesmen with those glued-on fake smiles, and you know they have multiple tricks they actually go to class for to get every dollar out of you. Practically anyone in America that you talk to will tell you it's a dreadful experience. My good friend worked at a Nissan dealership in downtown Houston for years and years. He would tell me horror stories of how easy it was to fool the average buyer. While buying my last car in Poland, the salesman and I actually became good friends, and he's also currently an English student of mine right here at Bay School. He gave me a good price, he threw in a beautiful luggage rack to go on top. It was just an overall joy to buy a new car here. Number three, while we're talking about car dealers, I was astonished to see that a lot of Polish people like to keep some of those dealer slogan stickers on their cars. Let's take Toyota for instance. When you buy a new Toyota, you'll find a sticker going somewhere along the back window that says Toyota Lider Niezawodności, which translates to Toyota Reliability Leader. Or take Kia, like mine. They slap on this big, square, red, ugly sticker advertising their 7 years of warranty. For me, those stickers were removed the minute I left the dealership. I can't see how anyone would drive out with those stickers there. But many, many people just choose to leave them on their cars. I cannot comprehend this, and it blows my mind. And number four, here's a bit of a shocker, staying with stickers. Poland is not nearly as huge on bumper stickers as we are in the USA. You'll see somebody from time to time have the Apple computer logo, the Apple sticker on the back, or some kind of graphic advertising for their companies. But I've yet to come across anyone here with a common bumper sticker that you'll see in America that goes something like this. My child is an honor roll student at such and such school. And if you're not sure, an honor roll student is a student, simply a pupil with excellent grades or marks. In a million years, I cannot imagine this ever becoming a thing in Poland. And I'm pretty sure it's losing popularity fast in America too. I think you'd find your car keyed or your tire slashed if you tried to pull that off here. You also don't see too many political bumper stickers showing which candidate you support. I'm always kind of, I have reverse culture shock when I go back to America and I see Trump, Pence, or Obama, Biden, or stickers from the past that they use to show the world who they support. Risky move. Just a different way of thinking here in Poland altogether. And for the record, I hate bumper stickers, and I always have. Number 5, I'm amazed at how unpopular personalized license plate frames are here, or number plate frames. Poles just keep it simple. Often the text on the frame contains information about the dealership where you bought the car, but growing up in Houston, the opposite situation. I had a variety of specialized frames over the years, from a Houston Astros baseball frame to a University of Alabama frame to a frame that proudly represented my Taekwondo school. In America, we have an enormous choice of options to kind of express ourselves through these frames. But again, that just isn't big here in Poland. What is seen here sometimes, though, are funny captions that you can attach to the frame, like my favorite, Wal śmiało samochód teściowy, which means, go ahead and hit my car, it's my mother-in-law's. I love that, that's awesome. And I've noticed, too, that it seems to be fashionable in Poland. When buying a used car from abroad, from another country like Germany, France, or the Netherlands, people keep the original frame with information about the foreign dealership where the car was bought. Like this one right here. You know, this really intrigues me. It makes me wonder how many full-blooded Germans, for instance, who have bought a car in Poland, continue to drive that car in Germany with information about the Polish dealership. For example, Komis samochodowy Grabowski w Częstochowie. My guess? Zero. So stop, please. Number 6, let's talk about cars with chrome elements, wheels, aluminum rims that shine like mirrors. You see a lot of that in America. But if you've never been to Poland before, you're going to be surprised by the number of good-looking luxury cars on the streets. And these cars don't have all that extra flair. Poles seem to really be keen on Mercedes, Audi, Volkswagen, BMW, and that was kind of shocking to me in itself because of the history here. But you don't see these cars driving around with these super shiny chrome rims or additional added-on elements. When you ask Poles why, they're going to give you 3 reasons why, particularly about wheels. Number 1, a lot of people here look at that as being tacky. That's one of the things. It just doesn't look good here. And 2, those wheels may attract the wrong kind of attention. And the 3rd reason is because Poles, really, it doesn't have to do with money or expense, but more about the weather. 6 months out of the year, your car is riding on winter tires. The roads are sandy, they're salty. They would do a number on those elegant wheels, so it just doesn't make sense to buy that. And that's actually very logical. Number 7, for the final contrast today, let's address honking the horn in Poland. All right, this one may have more to do with the law than the culture, but let me use a personal example. It was 2005 in Częstochowa, and my buddy Marcin and I were cruising the streets, the main avenues of the city center here, and I saw my friend walking near the cinema with his girlfriend. I rolled down my window, I honked 3 times, and I gave him a shout and a big wave, just as I would do in America without giving it a second thought. My goodness. My buddy marching in the car shouted at me and lectured me that this is not the correct behavior in Poland and that the police here could even issue me a ticket for honking needlessly. With a disgusted look on his face, he said, "Come on, man, we're not in New York City. What are you doing?" Really, after all these years, I can testify that he was right. Honking here, for the most part, is done in serious circumstances only or when a near accident is about to occur. Honking the horn is not a liberal thing that you're going to see every day in Poland. Well, those were 7 really big contrasts, I think, that I saw between the U.S. and Poland. I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, I welcome your comments. Put what you think down there. Add something extra that maybe my audience could benefit from. If you have not subscribed to my channel already, go ahead and click the subscribe button right here on this beautiful plant so you don't miss out on the future episodes that are on the way. Thank you so much for watching. If you watched to the end, I really appreciate that. Have a good one and see you in the next episode.